So,
let's come back to the problem we started to face at the end of last lecture, that is trying to solve the minimization problem subject, the minimization of F subject to equality constraint. We introduced the so-called augmented. Lagrangian, which is nothing else but the original Lagrangian plus this term, and we find out strong relations between the stationary point with respect to x of the augmented Lagrangian. With respect to x, it means that we keep r and u fixed, with the KKT point, the KKT conditions for the original program. Okay? A pair of points and multipliers vanish the gradient of the mental Lagrangian if and only if they satisfy the KKT condition under the assumption that X is feasible. This is relevant. And this is the source of troubles. Okay? Because now the idea is the following. So, the idea is to build a method which will be called the method of multipliers, because now we not only have a finalization parameter but also a vector of tangent multipliers, is the following. Is try to minimize the augmented Lagrangian for some given values of the penalization parameter R and candidate multiplier mu. Clearly, if we minimize this point, we find the stationary point. And so we are in the run to satisfy KKT conditions. Okay? But, so this is an unconstrained problem. Once again, if the original problem is convex, that is, F is convex, and the equality constraints are linear constraints, this turns out to be convex function, so we can find its global minima with not much effort. So we have let me see. A couple of interesting results. I would say, let's choose some R and mu, and let's minimize. We will find some x, okay? And if we repeat this for a sequence of bounded vector multipliers and a sequence of parameters which go to plus infinity, we get the usual results. Cluster points of the sequence of global minimum points are indeed global minimum points of the original problem. So I can say this is a superposition. So let's take a sequence of vector multipliers UK which is bounded, and a sequence RK of penalization parameters which go to plus infinity. Okay? If XK is a global minimum point problem with these parameters. So minimize LRKX mu k for all x in Rn. So we are supposing that this problem does have a solution. Then any cluster point of this sequence xk is a global minimum point of our constraint optimization.
We have the analogous result for stationary point. Okay?
If we suppose that this sequence is not made by global minimum points, which in the non-convex case are hard to find, because you know what the trouble are, and this result is wrong. So if it's just a stationary point, and we have a constraint qualification holding at the limit point, at cluster points, then we have the analogous result, but not with global minimum, but with KKT conditions. So I state it, and also we have a formula for computing the corresponding multiplier. The result is analogous to the one we discuss on Tuesday for the external penalization. So,
we have a result. We are in the same assumption, so we have a bounded sequence of vector multiplier. And a sequence of penalization parameters which goes to plus infinity if xk satisfies this condition, which means it is a stationary point for the augmented Lagrangian with respect to variables x, given the candidate multipliers and the penalization parameters, and if this happens, then any cluster point, x bar of this sequence, which satisfies a constant qualification, let's say the most standard one, the linear independence of the gradient of the constraining function, well, it satisfies the KKT conditions together with these multipliers. I mean, the multipliers that can be computed in this way.
Take any sequence, any subsequence, then you take the limit of this expression, mu kf plus 2 times rkf hj xkf. You take the limit of these quantities and you get the multiplier corresponding to x star. Can you notice? This is this formula here. This plus this. Okay? So, you solve the unconstrained minimization problem for the augmented Lagrangian. If you keep and you do it for a sequence of penalization parameters which goes to plus infinity, if you manage to keep the candidate multipliers bounded, then in the limit you get a point satisfying the KKT condition, and this expression provides the multipliers. The multipliers correspond to the limit point. Well, this situation has still the weak point of the external penalization. It requires the penalization parameter to go to plus infinity. Okay? But it gives you something to work with, multipliers, okay, which were not present in the original external penalization technique. And the idea is the following. Let's try to measure somehow how far we are from the feasible region, okay? Because if you solve this problem and you end up with an x which is feasible, then you have this result and we are done. We can stop. But suppose you never manage to, okay? If we have a way to measure how far we are from the feasible region, okay? Two things may happen. We are approaching the feasible region with some speed which we are satisfied by. It means the penalization parameter is fine. Or we are approaching the feasible region too slowly. Okay? In which case, we think that the penalization parameter is not good enough. Okay? If this latter situation happens, we increase this parameter. On the other side, if instead we are approaching the feasible region at a speed we are satisfied by, we don't update this, but we change the multipliers according to this formula. Okay? Because it means that those are not, if we solve the problem, okay? Those are not likely to be, and we end up outside the feasible region, those are not likely to be optimal multipliers, true multipliers, because we have this term, but we also have this term. This is not zero. Okay? So they are not true multipliers for x. Okay? The true multipliers for x would have been this. Okay? So let's try to change the multipliers and repeat the minimization procedure. Okay? So at each iteration, two things may happen. We are approaching the feasible region too slowly,
then it means that the penalization parameter is not good enough, so we increase it. And we keep the same multipliers, the same candidate multipliers. Or we may be approaching the feasible region at a good speed, so it means the multipliers are not... it means the penalization parameters is pretty good, but the multipliers are not the right ones. So we update them according to this formula. And this result is said that if we keep updating multipliers in this way, indeed we are going, we are converging to true multipliers. So, what I described to you is the so-called method of multipliers. For beginning, you choose a number of parameters. Let's say you choose, okay, I will be back to parameters later. You choose a pair of parameters, okay, and you choose an initial penalization parameter at zero and an initial vector of candidate multipliers. Okay? You start from some R0 and some U0. And then there are two other parameters I will discuss in a moment. Then we solve the problem which asks to minimize the method Lagrangian as a function of all of x only on the full Rn. So we compute a point xk, which is the minimum point of the Lagrangian function Lrk x mu k over the full space. Okay? If xk is feasible, we have this result telling us that we have found a point and corresponding multipliers which satisfy the KKT conditions. So we stop. Okay? Here I could write if x is feasible. If xk is feasible, let me write it in this way. The maximum of the absolute values of hj xk over j from 1 to t is 0. Okay? What it means? This maximum is 0 if and only if these positive, these non-negative quantities are all 0. Okay?
And we call this quantity the variation
of the constraint at xk. Okay? This is the measure we take for computing how far we are from the feasible region. Okay? In the feasible region, all these functions have to be 0. So for each of them, we take the value with the absolute value, because it might be positive or negative, and we take the larger of them. Okay? Suppose you are in R3, your feasible region, one equation tells you you are on this plane, and another equation tells you you are on this plane. The feasible region is this. And I have a point here. Okay? I compute its distance from this plane and the distance from this other plane. And I call the violation of the constraint, a measure of the violation of the constraint, the maximum of these two distances. Okay? So here let me also in the visualization also put
a third, another parameter bio
which measures the current violation. Okay? And we start from plus infinity because we don't know it. Okay? Now we have the crucial point.
The one I discussed with you.
Before. So,
if the current violation of the constraint is greater,
okay,
then let's say delta times the current value,
okay,
where delta is a parameter between 0 and 1,
think of 1 half, okay.
If the current variation is not better than the half of the previous one, I'm not satisfied with the penalty parameter.
Okay?
If my current variation is less or equal than a half of the previous variation, I'm satisfied.
Okay?
So, if I'm not satisfied by the improvement I had in the violation of the constraint, then, well, I'm not satisfied with the penalization parameter, so I will increase it by a factor beta.
Okay?
And so this is the reason why I want to choose beta greater than 1.
Okay?
Let's say the standard choice is 2.
Okay?
You double the penalization parameter, and you do not update. You do not update the vector multiplier. You keep the one plus. I'm unsatisfied with the penalization parameter, so I don't mind about multipliers. I just update the penalization parameter. Otherwise, that is, if I'm satisfied by the improvement I got in the violation of the constraints, I decide that I got closer enough with respect to what I had before. Well, okay, it means that I'm satisfied with the penalization parameter. Okay.
But the multipliers were not the good ones, so I update them according to this rule. Okay, so the new multipliers will be u omega plus 2 times Rk, the value of the constraint function at the given point.
Okay. After I've done this, I update the value of the current violation, putting it to be equal to the violation of the given point, and then iterate.
Okay, this is the scheme. This is the scheme for the math. I have a couple of remarks, and then I will show you the interesting example in the let's see. It may happen that I'm never satisfied. So I will keep updating the penalization parameter at every iteration. So, and it will go to plus infinity as it happened in the Stirner penalization framework.
No need.
But
indeed, you do not.
In practice, you do not stop when this is zero.
You stop when this is below some threshold.
Let's say, when it is small enough.
I decide the threshold epsilon, and I stop when it is below the threshold. Now this result comes to help me.
Why?
Well, suppose that indeed I never satisfied. Okay? So the whole sequence always chooses this option. I never change multipliers. So the vector multipliers provide a bounded sequence.
It is always the same vector multipliers.
No change. Rk goes to plus infinity. Xk is a stationary point for the Lagrangian. Okay?
Or there I will compute the argument, but what you actually compute is a point satisfying the answer. Sorry.
Okay? Then the theorem says that any cluster point is a KKT, satisfies the KKT conditions. In the KKT conditions, you are infinity. Okay? So if I'm doing this forever, my sequence is going to a feasible point. So, sooner or later, this condition will be satisfied. Okay? Because since it's going to a feasible point, sooner or later I will be closer to the feasible region than the value given by this threshold. Okay? Because this quantity is going to zero. Okay? So, in practical situations, I can never have these options going on forever. Sooner or later, this has to be satisfied. All this has to be satisfied. This other one has to be satisfied. So, or I got to a point which is almost admissible, almost feasible, and so I'm satisfied, and I can stop and say that all this stuff is approximately satisfied, or I keep the same penalization terms and I have the same multipliers. Okay? So the hope is that this option will take place most of the time. Okay? Because the other option cannot go on forever, for all iterations. Sooner or later, it will have to be false. Okay? Oh, it is false this or this? Or this is satisfied. Because here, I didn't write. Here, if you are feasible, this stop. I'm sorry, I didn't write it. Okay? I'm feasible, so I have this theorem. So, or I'm almost feasible, and so this is approximately satisfied, or this is false, and so I have the multipliers. And this is, indeed, it is what happens. Generally, when you run the algorithm, the sequence, you update the penalization parameters a few times, and after that, you will be approaching the feasible region faster than you desire. So you keep this fix and you update. Okay? So before taking a break, I will show you an example. I don't think you are interested in my mail or in my Skype. So the example I have
is the same that we explored on Tuesday. So we want to minimize what was it? Sorry. Minimize x1 squared plus x2 squared, the norm, the square of the norm, such that x1 plus x2 minus 1 equals 0. Okay? The example we have. We know that the optimal solution is one half, and that the corresponding multiplier is minus 1. Okay. We spent quite some time during the last lecture on this exam. So, okay, in the example I asked for this vector, delta, how much fast I want to get close to the physical region,
beta,
the multiplying coefficient for the penalization parameter, the starting penalization parameter, and the starting multiplier. Okay, so let's suppose we don't know anything about the optimal solutions. Okay, so let's take that I'm happy when the distance from the feasible region gets at half of what we had at the previous iteration, so one half. Let's take the usual beta 2, and let's start with 1 as a penalization parameter, and we don't know anything about multiplier, let's say we start with 0. Okay? Starting with 0 means that actually we are doing a step of the external penalization, this term is 0, so this becomes the penalty, the usual penalty, external penalty function. Okay, this is the solution we have. We are lucky. We never update. This is R. This is X1. This is X2. No, sorry. This is 1. This is R. This is the multiplier, this is the x1, this is x2, and this is the magnitude of the variation. Okay? You see, we've been lucky. We never update R. It means we are always in the good situation. Iteration by iteration, we are decreasing by one half the distance from the physical region. This is the original one, then it got almost one third, and so on. We update the multiplier, which is going to minus 1, okay, and we are converging to one half, which is the optimal solution. Clearly, the role of parameters is very relevant. Let's say we are very hard and we want the solution to get closer to the feasible region
very, very fast. So let's take for delta the value 1 over 10. Okay? We want to improve 10 times at each iteration. What does it happen? Well, it happened that in the beginning, since at the beginning we don't have a solution, the original violation is plus infinity. So you always choose you always update multipliers. Okay? But after that, you will always update the parameter, the penalization parameter, and you always keep the same multiplier. Okay? So it's no better than the external parameterization. You are indeed converting the solution. This is how the magnitude of the violation decreases. Notice, the optimal multiplier is not this one. Okay? Because you keep it fixed. Okay? While the theorem tells you that you have to take the limit of this quantity. So what you really take is this value for the last xk you computed, and the last rk. Okay? So here, this value is given by this plus 2 times this times the violation of the constraint, and you get this, which is almost minus 1. Okay. So these are two limit behaviors of the method of multipliers. You are unlucky, and yeah, we are not unlucky, we are asking too much. Okay. And you always increase the penalization parameter, which will go to plus infinity, like this. Or, like in the other situation, you never had to change the penalization parameter. It was just enough to update multipliers. Okay. Let's take another case. So, this is too much. Let's say we go to 0.4. And let's suppose we don't have any idea on multipliers and we try starting from 10. Okay, or any other thing you would like to. Well, okay, it looks like that this is a pretty good request because we are approaching fast enough. We never update it in this case, but we have very meaningful update of the multiplier. But the behavior in the end is exactly the same. Okay, if you want, we can try. You can suggest me values and we can try. I mean, the example is very, very simple. You just have a unique constraint, okay? The objective function is very nice. It's likely that you always get extreme behavior. You always update the penalization parameters, you never update it. But if you want to tell me some values, we can try and then we take a break. So, some delta between 0 and 1. Zero, 3. So, and beta, you can take 2, 4, or 3, 2, 4, okay. And then R, beginning penalization, 1, okay. And then a guess for the multipliers. We know that this is the true value, the ones we aim at. Any number. Minus 5. Okay. Oh, nice. We had some. No, okay. We had the same bad behavior for R because This is always happens because the original variation is plus infinity. You find out a good example. This is standard, okay? Because the original violation is always plus infinity, so you always choose to update multipliers at the beginning. And from minus 5 you get to this value. But then, you are not satisfied with the improvement you get for the solution, because this is not one third of this, it's bigger. So you increase the penalization parameter, okay? And you compute the new solution, and you don't have to update the multiplier. But now you are satisfied by the improvement. Okay? You are satisfied by the improvement because you get here. You get here, which is less than one third. This divided one third is bigger than this. So, no, it is not, sorry. It is not. So, you increase once again the penalization parameter. And you get this solution. And you get this value. Okay? But now, you really do have big improvements. Okay? Now you are going here, you see, you are going faster to the physical region, so you no longer update the penalization parameter, but you update the multipliers, and indeed the multiplier is going to minus 1. So here you manage to find a good situation. In the beginning we had to change the penalization parameter, but then we stopped, because this was good enough to provide a fast convergence to the physical region. And we kept updating the multipliers. Okay? And here we stop because as a tolerance, I think it shows 10 to the minus 3. Okay? So, this is good. I will take. So, do you have questions, doubts, or anything about this? So, the relevance of this method is the following. Adding this term here. Sorry. Adding this term to the Lagrangian. Okay. We manage to have a formula in which multipliers are not fixed, but can be updated. So, updating multiplier provides an alternative to increasing the penalization parameter. Okay? Or you increase the parameter because you are not satisfied by the magnitude of the distance you have from the physical region, or you update the multipliers. Okay? And this allows you to stop. Okay? If we take multipliers always to be zero, we get back to the old method, okay? And this will go to plus infinity, okay? But updating the multiplier provides an alternative to increasing the penalization parameters, and the increase of the penalization parameters can give numerical troubles, okay? So this is a way to overcome this problem. It does not always work. You may have situations in which the penalization parameter goes to plus infinity, but it may work. And as this very simple example should suggest you, the values you give to parameters is relevant. Okay, so generally here it is good to not to be too demanding on the speed you wish to get closer and closer to the physical region. Okay, so the more demanding you are, the more likely is that you will increase the penalization parameter. Okay, so let's take a break. And then we will face the other approach to penalization, which will be the last topic of the course.